was going to run 11.
That's not what I intended.
No, no, too late. I watched that episode and
surprise,
the Apollo.
Bronson's broke again.
What they do on that one is they take an Apollo.
Hold on. You're listening to episode 28 of Zen with Mike Wilmont. We were hoping to have a more mellow start. I actually had a Bachman Turner Overdrive song lined up to open the show.
Oh, well, okay. Now, we've done this before. Yeah. But I like the way you're thinking. So let's wind it back.
Okay. But want me to edit it so it just starts
no,
with the back?
No, we'll keep it to
the way
that
was
is.
A mistake. And I was going to put that on to go, oh, so you would
people,
go. So in the
you
middle
told
you would
them
go,
that, Phil. Now let's wind her back. Start okay. The show we wanted to start.
Okay, but that was Roadkill episode 65, the Brown Impala versus.
That's
the
brand.
Turbo
that's
Rock.
A brand new episode. I just saw that. Never mind that. Let's go back and we'll do what you wanted to do.
You have a love of cars, even though you don't drive.
No, let's
or
not make this
cars.
About this. Let's do. I want to do the one that we talked about with a little mellower. So let's. Okay, let's go back.
Under a half mile course at an airport.
I'll just stop that. And okay.
And then go back because I like that song. We both picked it out together. And I think that's a great idea. Let's start with the BTO. I love okay. Bachman Turner Overdrive. Okay. Or Overweight, as we used to call him. Beautiful.
Okay,
alright. This is a great thing. Not a lot of people know this. When they were, BTO was putting their name together. Well, there was Bach, and then there was Turner. And
was there an overdrive?
No, what it is, they put out a piece of paper and wrote, what are we going to call ourselves?
Right.
They wrote Bachman and Turner. And the piece of paper was on a car magazine called Overdrive.
Really?
So it just came through the piece of paper, and they became
Bachman-Turner Overdrive. That's an amazing story, Mike. Episode 28, Zen with Mike Wilmont.
So in honor of Overtime Magazine, I'd like to talk about that wonderful episode of Roadkill where they took the Impala and they fought it and erased it against a Datsun that they called a Ratsun.
Yeah.
Because they changed it around. It was
I'll do it again.
No, but that was the joke.
You actually started this to me to say, let's do a more mellow episode.
You missed out on is how we took it and we did that whole beginning and then we came back to it. So and basically, you've ruined that whole, what could have been a great joke. You did it again.
What was the joke?
Well, it started with you played something, and I said, let's do something different. Yeah. We made it back into what it was about.
Yeah.
So it's sort of a joke on itself.
You've been a road comic for how many years, Mike?
30.
Been 30 years. You live on highways.
Roadkill? Is that where you're going with this one?
Roadkill? No, just like get on the highway.
Life
is a highway.
No, don't do that.
I will do it if
no,
you have
no,
to.
No, no, no. I will put that on the end. No, I think what... No, see... What,
your life has been traveled.
I think what you've done is you just pooed on a... We were going in a direction.
What
and
you
sort of
talked about?
Your shit
you just wanted a more mellow... I'm going to be more mellow.
We were going to be more mellow. And then immediately went, well, what did you just do? You just said what you were going to say before, and now you're saying it now.
What do you mean? Did I ruin a joke?
That was your angle of attack. Yes,
no.
You did it again.
No, I didn't realize.
Yeah, well, I get. Wow. Well, that's why, yeah, there's your problem.
Yeah.
You should bring in another person, I think.
Eventually. Yeah, I think maybe...
What, you'd rather have another Phil Watkinson to work with?
Well, you know, I'd like to go through a dozen or two. See which one I like. See,
a dozen or two?
I'd like to throw like 10 of you against the fridge and see which one sticks.
Two dozen, Mike?
No, just
a dozen or two.
A dozen or two.
Do you mean when you say? Do you mean no?
10 to a dozen.
Oh, do you mean a dozen or two?
Now, okay.
Do you mean two people or a dozen?
You know more about the auditioning process than I do. But if I were to ask, Phil Watkinson.
We've already been through all this. Now you're doing the same joke over and over and over again.
Looking for a Phil Watkinson.
In fact, I'm starting to think.
Looking for a Phil Watkinson.
Okay, out this
there.
Whole show.
Phil, no,
is the same joke.
Do you know Dino De Laurentiis, when he did King Kong in the 70s, had the tackiest cattle call ever?
Uh-huh.
Muscular black men needed for monkey movie. That's a fucking fact.
Muscular black man
needed for monkey. They needed the black natives when they get to Kong Island.
Yeah, sure.
To come out and be cause a ruckus.
Yeah,
and that's how Dino De Laurentiis' subtle production team.
You know what I'm saying?
Muscular black guy. What did I say?
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
What?
I said they were muscular.
Are you telling me? You look at an African movie. Guys, we're not talking about the monkeys.
And it's a big monkey.
The monkey is not them. The monkey's a monkey. It's not a black man. Disrespectful.
Well, they're respectful of the black communities on the islands.
Oh, you're talking like one of the Italian guys that with a flat nose.
Yeah,
that's that kind
of. I gotta tell these guys. You don't want to.
These guys
were trying to be nice to this black community.
Did you ever play Zax in Scarborough, Ontario?
Oh yeah, we played Zax.
That was owned
by gangsters.
We
did together, didn't we?
Possibly.
I was owned by gangsters.
A guy pulled a starter's pistol on me. And fired like 5 shots. I clutched my fucking chest.
And pretended to die?
I should have. If I had any brains, I would have hit the ground. But no, you're a young comic.
Well, you took off.
I realized, it's a starter's pistol. And I said to the guy, it's a starter's pistols. And he goes, hey, no, I'm just a bad shot. Hey. He was the cousin of the owner. He thought that would be hilarious. Let's pretend to kill the comic.
Yeah, that's hilarious. That is funny. That is quite funny.
Yeah, 30 years later.
Yeah, now.
Hilarious.
That sounds hilarious.
But the fact that you kept going, that has something to say about young comedians.
Yeah.
That when you're young, you're like, who knows, the Letterman people could be here at Zach's.
Do you know anyone that had that owned guns? There was a comedian
that
was with Diamond Field called Dwayne Hill. Do you know Dwayne Hill?
Yes, I remember Dwayne Hill.
He had a gun collection in his house. He lived out in the... in the West, Etobicoke maybe even further, and like suburbs. And he used to shoot off guns.
Dwayne Hill is a really funny improv, good guy.
Yeah, did a lot of commercial stuff because he had
a funny face. He's a gun nut. I love Dwayne.
He's a gun nut. Yeah,
I had no idea.
He actually had, because he tells a story. Like, we went around his house and he had a.
He lived on the beaches.
Was it the beaches?
Yeah,
his mother's house. And he had a rocket launcher, which he said, I've got to keep the rockets and the launcher in separate...
You're thinking of Bruce Coburn.
You listen to Mike Wilmot's hilarious Zen show, whatever it's called.
I love the fact
that
has now become the rim shot. It's supposed to be this common Zen thing.
It's a common Zen thing.
And now it's a badoomchish.
It's not a badoomchish.
It isn't. Right there was a badoomchish.
That was a badoomchish. No, you do a badoomchish after a joke.
Or when you're trying to sell something as one.
I
think that's what the badoomchish was all about.
I'll do that. There you go. Episode 28. We've got 3 episodes to go on this series.
15 minutes apart.
We've done quite well, I think.
Yeah, it's like my app I've got for running. It's like every so often you look at it and go, really?
Yeah. Have we done that long? Have we gone that far?
About 1,300K since I got the app in July of last year.
When you say you got the app, is that since, when did you get the disease? When did you get the disease?
What disease?
Disease. Well, no, you don't got the...
type 2 diabetes?
Yeah.
I forget it's a disease. I've got a disease.
What do you think it is? A condition?
I think of it exactly as...
You can shampoo it away? I'm going to wash this thing out of my hair.
It's not a proper disease because you do it yourself. It's more of a oops. But no,
it's a proper disease, Mike.
3 years ago.
A lot of people are affected by
type 2 diabetes. A lot of people lose their blind, they lose their feet.
Exactly. Well, if you go blind, of course you're going to lose your feet. They're going to find them.
You can't find your feet.
Well, you started it. You asked for it. Now that I know it's a kaboom chish,
not a kaboom chish.
What do you call it?
What kind of drums are you playing?
I'm doing jazz comedy.
See, that's where we differ. Comedy.
That's where we differ. Yeah, I did that.
That was me.
That was me. So you've been on the highway a long time. As you can hear the wine bottle opening. I've been on the highway a long time.
I don't have a license, so it's okay.
But you must have covered a lot of ground, not just running. You probably covered most. Have you been to most continents? Is there a continent you haven't been to?
Throw one out, I'll tell you.
Well, you know the biggest one.
No. So we've been through Eurasia.
That. The great band.
Was it a band? It was a supergroup.
The supergroup.
Carl Eurasia. Palmer.
That's right.
And other people.
What else did Eurasia do?
The drummer's the most famous guy.
Europe. Was that a band, Europe? And Asia was a group.
You know,
was it Europe and Asia together?
Eurasia. Then they would tour together.
Yeah, but was it Asia and Europe together?
Asia was an album.
Europe
was Asia a band?
Europe is the final countdown. And Asia is, I don't remember. Is that the one? Prog rock.
Is it with Carl Palmer as the drummer?
From Palmer,
Emerson, and Lake.
And Fittipaldi.
They had a big fight originally.
Emerson, Lake, and Fittipaldi.
Fittipaldi.
Emerson, Fittipaldi, the driver.
Yes.
Just we're on
Ed
theme.
Palmer.
I'm still on theme. Ed Palmer. Ricky Palmer.
One of them died.
Who was the golfer Palmer? He wasn't in that band.
Donald O'Connor Palmer. Nope.
Donald O'Connor. Who the hell is Donald O'Connor Palmer?
Arnold Palmer. My wife.
Is Arnold Palmer?
Bought me shoes, running shoes that were one giant Velcro flap.
Oh.
And they were the most comfortable shoes I've ever worn. But they're senior citizen shoes. They were Arnold Palmer's.
That's why.
She goes, he's a golfer. He's an athlete. These are octogenarian shoes. But they were remarkably comfortable.
They're perfect for you.
They were
Mike,
fantastic.
Because you don't like to bend down a lot.
That was the old Mike. I'm bending down over here all the time. I'm bending down.
You're not bending down.
I'm cleaning up after you.
You're not cleaning up after
you. I vacuum your fur.
No one cleans.
You go over there and you shave your fur.
No one cleans up after me. My fur.
Everyone has to.
You mean I shave my hair.
And your face.
I cut my own hair.
And let it, on the ground.
I don't
pick it up.
I do pick it up.
You do not.
I do pick it up.
You're horrible. You're just, you live, who are you, Phil?
I'm Phil Watkinson. So episode 28, we've come a long way down this highway.
I'd like to say full circle.
Yeah, but it's a highway, so it's a long way.
Well, all highways are full circles.
Do you ever see those signs in the States where they've got Adopt a Highway program?
Oh, I know a song for you. You know how we put a song
you
in at
the end?
You
weren't listening to me. Yeah, what's the song?
I got it.
What's your song?
No, I got it. I don't want to forget.
Okay. Well, whisper it to me. Put right in the air.
Oh, what?
So no, he's forgotten.
No, I got it.
It's called "Don't Forget." Don't forget.
No, it's a Allman Brothers tune where they go.
Don't
and
tell
the road,
them.
And the road runs forever.
Oh, that's a good one. That'd be kind of good for the last episode.
Yeah.
Now, when we finish this series three, because we're doing
that was like a smoker's con.
It was. You're like the guy downstairs evacuating. What'd you call it?
Evacuate. Oh, what you mean 3 weeks ago when I was talking about that?
Yeah, that's right. Are we going to actually put these out like every week or should I just put them
No, every week.
Okay.
The scam continues.
There's no scam.
Look,
I tell you what the scam is. Press PayPal.
I knew this was going to happen, buddy. I knew I'd be gone for a month would start changing the rules, but no.
What rules?
I want you to pretend I'm in the room with you, not
I always pretend you're in the room with me.
Over the Skype.
I'm always pretending. You're like Jesus. You're always in the room with us. Mike Wilmot's in the room with you now, ladies and gentlemen. Say hello, Mike.
Hi. But how does that work?
I don't know. It's creepy.
Is Christ like Santa that way?
No.
He isn't You better not pout.
No, it's more like...
It's a threat. It's always a veiled threat.
I always think it's more like a violent,
be good or world fucking...
CCTV, I think that's what it is. In your brain. So you've got... They put the idea of God in your brain. So you think, I'm being watched by some higher power somewhere else.
I think that's actually a better way of looking at it than thinking that it's that or eternal hell. Like, I always, that's always where it made me worried about religion was the, it seems like, I like the idea of being good because it seems like it's a natural thing to be.
Yeah.
The asshole police! They're here for your old joke, Phil! No, they went right back. And it was an ambulance.
That hurts me. Have you, on all the time travels you've had, Mike?
All the time traveling I've done?
All the time traveling
you've done. I like the 70s. Big old bushes. Big old bushes. And armpit hair. It looked like three vaginas coming at you, I swear to Christ.